trying to be like Jesus. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he followed the commandments, helped others, and showed love to everyone. Every day, children find ways they can follow the Savior's example. Forgiving a friend. One day, my friend got angry with me. She yelled and shouted at me. For 2 weeks, I was angry with her. After the first week, she asked me if I wanted to walk with her. I said no. Then one day, I prayed and asked Heavenly Father if he would ask me not to be angry. The next week, my friend asked me if I would walk with her, but I still said no. The next time she asked me, I wasn't angry, and we walked together from then on. Heavenly Father helped me forgive my friend, and that's how I learned that self-control works, just like Elder Gibbon said in The Friend. Tabitha K., age 9, Utah. You can find Elder Larry W. Gibbon's article in the February 2009 Friend.
Cleaning in Cardston. We went to our grandma's house in Cardston, Alberta, to celebrate Family Day. When we go to Cardston, we always go for a walk around the temple. This time, during our walk, we noticed some litter on the temple lawn. We ran right over and put the litter in the garbage. We felt so good inside afterward, and were happy that we could help keep the temple looking nice. Caitlin and Christopher K., ages 4 and 5, Alberta, Canada.
A simple request. When I started first grade, I met some new friends. One of them kept saying Heavenly Father's name in vain. I asked her not to say that anymore. She said she would stop. Grace B., age 6, Pennsylvania.
Standing up. When a group of friends and I were out at recess playing basketball, a boy started making fun of one of my friends who was playing with us. I stood up to the boy and told him he wasn't being very nice, and that he needed to be nice to my friend. I felt good inside because I knew that standing up for my friend was what a good friend would do and what Jesus would do. Connor E., age 10, Arizona.
Thinking of others. I was at the store picking out a toy to spend my birthday money on. I came across a toy that I knew my friend really wanted. I felt a warm feeling inside of me. I decided to buy the toy for my friend and get a smaller toy for myself. When I gave the toy to my friend, he was really happy. I'm glad I can think of other people and not just of myself. Blake L., age 9, Oregon.
I love church. I auditioned for a play at my school. A few weeks later, I found out I had gotten one of the main parts. I was really excited, and rehearsals were going to be really fun. When I got a letter about when rehearsals were, I found out that loads of them were on the Sabbath day. I was so disappointed, so straight away I told the teacher in charge that I could only go to a few rehearsals, so there would be no point in me being in the play. I may have been a bit sad about losing such a good part, but now I don't care because I love church and nothing would stop me from going. Megan P., age 10, England.
Remembering Jesus. One day I decided to take my pocket Book of Mormon to preschool. I told my mom, when we go places during the day, sometimes I start to forget about Jesus. I know I can remember him better if I bring my scriptures. During school, my teacher asked me about my little Bible. I told her it was my Book of Mormon. I told her I brought it because my dad said we should always remember Jesus. My mom told me I was being a missionary and being like Jesus as I kept my scriptures close to me all day. Colton M., age 5, Idaho.
End of Trying to Be Like Jesus